Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Foodomania. This is Chef Stuart Douglasser, and I'm happy to be here with you today. Oh, man, I'll tell you, we're in the Northwest, and it's always changing. Every week, a little bit different. This beautiful day is just a little gray and a little cool, but it's a good day for a fisherman's feast, and that's what the subject matter of today's incredible show is. Fisherman's feasts are fairly, based on a lot of fishermen all over the world, and generally when you're out on the boat all day and all night sometimes, and maybe 3 or 4 days in a row, and you're actually at the helm of a boat, or you're behind the lines of the crab pots and the lobster pots, and you work a whole day, you really look forward to that warm, incredible, delicious meal when you get back. And usually if it's a good catch, you're sure to bounty with your friends and your family. After, of course, you take the lots part of your fish and catch to the buyer so that you can make sure that all your hard work is definitely compensated for. When I was growing up on the East Coast, crab boils, crab feasts, clam bakes were pretty standard during vacation season. And I spent a lot of winters on the beach as well. And so it wasn't, just held to the season. We had them all year round. And so today we're going to talk about a few items that I remember from my growing up days, and I still prepare today. That is just fisherman's feast. And let me tell you what the menu is. We're going to do some salad, and the salad we're going to do is actually just like a shrimp cocktail, but it sits on a bed of lettuce, and it has, some really, really fantastic dressing that we're going to make from scratch. For it, it's very simple, sometimes some sliced tomatoes, and that's it's standardly known as a crab louie, but I think today we'll call it crab stewie, and that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a very simple little chowder, and I'm going to make a little white clam chowder, but we're going to do it really quickly because there's a couple of different ways to make it, but I wanted to make sure that we get everything done in this half-hour segment that we have. Then we're going to have something that I think is one of the greatest things known to man as far as tasty beginning course, fresh clams baked. When I say baked, we're talking about the whole beautiful clam opened up, fresh, raw, literally, and then we make a breading stuffing. We remove the membrane from the clam, and I'll tell you how to do that, and you will not... I guess what I tell people is they're so good you'll be sucking the shells for a couple of hours. That's so great. And we're going to have, instead of a normal boil, we are going to do a baked. And that's what I call my fresh crab baked. And basically what it is fresh, uncooked crab, live in most cases. We start out that way. And also it works for lobster. And it's a different kind of a way to do it. But I'll tell you, it's phenomenal. And that, combination of garlic and butter and some fresh herbs and Mother Nature will give you something that you will absolutely never forget. Now, I want to give you a little information first. If you'd like to call in and discuss any of the things I'm going to be talking about, you can do this. You can call in at 323-580-5779. Let me tell you again, 323-580-5779. 779 and be able to talk directly to me and maybe tell me your experience of a crab boil and clam bake that you might have had or something that you're interested in as far as our recipes are concerned. I'll also set up a chat window. So if you're looking at the website, Blog Talk Radio, you'll see a window and you'll have the opportunity to make comments, which sometimes I'll read on the air if that's okay with you guys. And that's what we'll do today. All right. First of all, there's going to be a shopping list involved in this feast, and in order to get that shopping list, I'd like you to email me so I can send you a copy of it back. And just go ahead and send it to Chef Stuarto, which is C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at Hotmail, com. Now remember, you can also write me at 1020radio@gmail.com, and that is the number one, the number zero, the number two, the number zero, and radio right attached to it, 1020radio@gmail.com. Either of those two addresses will get you the shopping list and the plan of attack for this incredible 6 months we're about to embark on. All right? I really appreciate some of the emails that I've gotten from some of you callers and some of you listeners, and I've done just a minimal amount of promotion of Freedomania, but it seems like to have a life of its own. Slowly but surely, the miracle of the World Wide Web, and people are finding out about it. So thank you for the feedback. It just encourages me. All right, let's begin. What we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to gather our fish. So what we're going to do, and I'm going to plan this out right now, and the amounts that I'm going to give you will vary on what your hunger level is. And so what I say, for instance, when we go to a baked clam, for instance, I don't think anybody should have less than a dozen. And I'm not kidding. And they'll be small, little neck clams, you know, medium size to you know, light size. So let's talk about 12 clams. Good person, so times the number of people you're planning on doing this with. When it comes to the prawn salad or the shrimp salad, I would say each plate will have a minimum of 6 large prawns on it. So plan that accordingly. If you have 4 people, you'll need 24 of those. As far as crab is concerned, it's usually on a standard Dungeness crab. Now, if you're doing an East Coast crab, it might be different, especially if it's a soft shell. But if you're doing a Dungeness crab, which is a slightly larger crab, and they just average out at about 1.5 pounds, I would actually go for 1 crab per person. That's what I think. Same thing with lobster. If you're going to do a lobster, you want a minimum of a 1 pound lobster, and I think 1.25 pound lobster, and you want 1 lobster for each person. And that's basically what will be there. As far as the delicious clam chowder, we'll figure a small cup of chowder per person. So I'm going to give you the recipe. Make about 6 cups of it. All right. So let's start out with the chowder, and that's what we'll do first. First of all, what I want you to do is get 3 really nice Yukon Gold potatoes and peel them. Even though in some cases the rustic guy like to keep the peel on, I find in the chowder what ends up happening is it ends up floating around and kind of looks like a clam. And, you know, I didn't get a lot of clams. What I ended up getting was some potato skin, and we don't want to do that. So take your potatoes and, remove the skin. And then what I would do on Yukon Gold is I would the easiest and quickest way to do it is I would go ahead and chop them off into about 1-inch by 1-inch pieces. You don't want them too small because I like the al dente part of the potato in my bite when I go into the chowder. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to lightly steam these potatoes for probably, I would say, no more than about 5 minutes, because we don't want to cook them all the way through. What we want to do is just blanch them, in a sense. And steaming, in my opinion, works the best. If you boil them for 5 minutes, it's just going to break them down too much. So if you have a little bit of a strainer over a pot of water and a lid, that is your great steaming element. So go ahead and steam those potatoes. Same thing with the onion. I like to take my onion, take a nice sweet Vidalia onion, and chop it up into small pieces. And what I like to do with that is I like to pre-saute them in a little bit of, teeny bit of butter, maybe a couple of drops of olive oil, until they get kind of translucent. It's much better, in my opinion, than using a raw onion in the mix, okay? Now, you have your potatoes, you have your onion. At this point in time, we need the clam. Now, different ways to do it. If you want to go fresh, it's quite a bit of work, but you can go ahead and buy a couple of pounds of fresh clams, since we're going to do the baked clams anyway, and you can take each clam out one at a time. Now, the other way to do this, get a fairly decent quality can of clams and save the broth, because that's the most important part. So you're going to get clams and broth, and what you'll need, in my opinion, for even for 6 people, you're going to need 2 nice cans of those clams. Now, there's different kinds. You have minced, you have chopped. In some cases, you have whole clams. Personally, I like the whole ones, and if you can get 2 cans of whole clams, pre-cooked, pre-canned with the juice, and at the same time, you want to pick up 1 can of clam juice. Now, next, what you'll need is you'll need about 1/4 of heavy cream. I like to use heavy cream, and you're going to need at least 1 stick of butter. Okay, here's what we do. We take or a nice big soup saucepan, and on a low to slightly medium heat, go ahead and take the butter and put it into the pan and let it melt. As that's breaking down almost the liquid, go ahead and dump your cream in slowly and give it a little whisk. Now, at this point in time, you want to slowly add your clam broth, not too much at a time. In fact, I would only put in about a cup of it at this point in time and let the butter and the cream and the clam juice get to know each other and break down and start to become this beautiful mixture. At this point in time, as it starts, just you'll see a boop, boop, couple little bubbles. Turn it down. You don't want to break the cream. And the clam broth sometimes acts as the agent that is going to take your beautiful potential thickening cream and break it down. That's why I say use a little bit at a time. Now, at this point in time, I like to put a half of a teaspoon of crushed, very fine black pepper right into the soup and let that go. And also, right after you put the pepper in, go ahead and take your onions and dump them right into the pan and let that stuff work. Hold back on the clams, okay? Now, you're going to see this gorgeous, beautiful, thick, kind of creamy, almost looks like an Alfredo sauce. Rich is not the word. It's just beautiful. And you're going to see, like, okay, it looks a little thin. A little thick. Maybe I can thin it out. Don't do it yet. As it gets a little bit thicker, then at that point in time, go ahead and add your clam juice. Another cup, and you'll have a perfect mixture. All right, take the little beautiful little clams now at this point in time and go ahead and dump them in. And just go ahead and mix those around. Keep it on a very low heat and put your lid on. Now go over to your chopping board. I want you to take a handful of fresh parsley and a half of a handful of fresh basil, and I want you to chop it really, really fine. I also want you to take a small lemon and cut it in half, okay? Now, ding, 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 ding. Time has passed now. It's been 15 minutes. Wow, isn't it the magic of radio? We're 15 minutes into the future. At this point in time, take your lid off and give everything a gentle stir. Now, remember, when this is during this 15-minute period, make sure your heat's not turned up too hot, because if it is, we're just going to be up the creek without a chowder spoon. So you want to keep it low so we don't burn the bottom of the pan and we don't have that burnt taste in our chowder, okay? Now, at this point, all I do is I go ahead and add my fresh herbs, and I take a clean spoon, and I dump it, I dip it into the mixture, and I taste it, and I go, oh, my gosh, that's good. But it sure needs just a little bit of lemon. I'm one of those weird people. I like to put a little squeeze of that lemon I told you to cut in half into the chowder. Okay, you got your chowder done. Let it sit for a while, and this will be great because by the time the feast is happening, you're absolutely going to be ready for it. Now, test, what did I forget in the chowder? Here it is, the diced potatoes. Go ahead and put the diced potatoes in now, and they'll be perfect. Make sure they're well-drained, and you'll mix it. When you go back to that soup in about another 20 minutes, it's going to be the best chowder and thick, delicious, fresh chowder. Fresh, I'm talking. In other words, it wasn't made in the morning, you ate it at night. It's in real time. It takes 15 minutes to make, and it's perfect. All right, let's get going here. Our prawns, this is it. We're going to take and make sure we peel and devein with the tails off. Very large prawns. I'm talking about not the giant tiger ones from the Orient, like Vietnam or the Thai prawns. I'm talking about a nice one, the size of a large thumb. In other words, about 3-inch prawn. Go ahead and get 24 of those babies. We're cooking for 4 people. If we're cooking for 6, 36 of them. Devein them and take the tail off. And what we're going to do is they're beautifully nice and raw. All we're going to do is steam those until they turn color. And while they're doing that, you're going to take and put them in your steamer, get yourself an ice water bath, which is basically not you. You don't have to jump in the tub of ice water, but take a big bowl and fill it full of ice cubes and water. And as soon as those prawns turn pink, go ahead and dump them in there. Get some shredded lettuce, very simple, or some beautiful garden mix. Make sure it's cold and crispy. Put a little romaine in there to give you a little bit of crunch. Put it on an oval sort of plate, slowly but surely. Take your prawns and lay them across the top of that. Now we're going to take a mixture of 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of a really nice fresh pickle that you cut up and dice. You can use pre-relish. I don't like it. I like to use my fresh pickle, all right? So you're going to take a pickle and chop it up into small pieces. Go ahead and add it to that. Now what I'm going to do is ask you to put 1 tablespoon of sweet Thai chili sauce into that mixture. We're making our own little sort of Louie sauce, and I would call it Mr. Louie sauce, or what, like I said earlier, Mr. Stewie sauce. Now, take that mixture, mix it up. To finish it off, squeeze a little bit of lemon in there, and guess what? You're good to go. You have your sauce. And what I like to do, and your guests may not like this sauce, so just get a little ramekin and fill it to the brim with this beautiful sauce and place it on your plate. If you want to take a couple of tomatoes, make some tomato wedges to put it around the louie, you can do it, the stewie, I'm sorry, you could do that. And some people also like a hard-boiled egg, cutting quarters and laying it out. You have your beautiful shrimp louie. All right, we have our clam chowder made. We have our shrimp louie. Let's go for the baked clams. The baked clams are, oh my gosh, incredible. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to buy fresh clams, 2 pounds at least. We're going to take those beautiful clams and we're going to gently steam them open. So I want you to take a big pot, put in 2.5 inches of water, 2 or 3 bay leaves, 4 garlic cloves, and 1 whole lemon cut in quarters into the pot. And you're going to take, if you have white wine, you can put 1/3 cup of white wine in there and 1/2 stick of butter into the broth, okay? And go ahead and steam those clams just until they open. So you're going to keep checking them, right? As soon as they open, turn the heat off. Go ahead and take that clam juice and put a bowl and a strainer above the bowl and go ahead and take all the clams and strain, but you've got to keep that juice. Remove the bay leaves also. They're not that great to eat, okay? And put that aside. Now, gently take your finger and twist the top shell off and lay all these beautiful clams out on a cooking sheet. Now, in some cases, some people like to take a little oyster knife or a clam knife and go ahead and try to loosen the clam and the membrane from the shell. You know what? Let the people who are going to eat it to you out, let them have the fun with that. That'll save you a little bit of work. Now, we're going to make a mixture in a small bowl. And by the way, this clam bake is butter-laden like crazy. So if you're worried about butter, we can substitute margarine and we can do something like that. That's not a problem. But enjoy yourself once in a while, okay? So we're going to take 1/3 to 1/2 stick of butter, and we're going to just go ahead and melt it in, you know, just so it's all liquidy. Now I'm going to take 1 cup of breadcrumbs. Italian breadcrumbs are good. They're a little dense, but you can use Italian-style breadcrumbs. And then 1/3 of panko, which is the Japanese breadcrumb, which is a little bit lighter, and mix those together, okay? I want you to take some fresh parsley, I would say 3 tablespoons, and add it to the panko and the breadcrumbs. At this point in time, I want you to take your garlic. And what I like to do, I like to take the cloves and pre-roast them. You can do that the day before until they mush up, and I want you to do 1 tablespoon of mushed roasted garlic into the mixture, okay? At this point in time, add your butter, and you're going to have this pasty stuff. It's beautiful, and it's going to smell great. Fresh parsley, 2 different types of breadcrumbs, the butter, the lemon, and you're going to be absolutely incredibly ready to go. Now, I want you to take each clam, take a teaspoon, dip it into the breadcrumb mixture, put it over the clam, and gently press it until the clam is packed. Once you finish all of that, okay, and you have them all stuffed, I want you to take a little bit of fresh olive oil, a little virgin, and either you put it in a little dispenser or you do it gently, put a little bit on a teaspoon, and drizzle a little teeny bit over each clam. So not only is it butter laden, but you're going to give it a little extra virgin olive oil on the top, okay? Now, you don't have to worry about the clams sticking to the baking sheet, but preheat your oven because we're going to be doing the crab and the lobster the same way. Now, you go ahead and you take absolutely slowly, but you get those clams ready to eat, because what I like to do is I like to have the chowder, then I like to have the salad and the clams around the same time. So at this point in time, since your chowder is done and your salads are done, go ahead and stick those clams in, all right, and get them ready to go, and you're going to bake those clams in a beautiful, beautiful way until they're a little bit golden and crunchy on the top. Some people like to put them in the oven at 350 for 10 minutes or so, and then you turn on the broiler for about 35 seconds to maybe a minute at the most, carefully, until it makes the type crisp. And I'm telling you, you will be sucking the shells. That's your clams baked, your baked clams. Perfect, incredible, next taste to the fillet fisherman's feast. All right, here we go. This is the big one. What I like to use here, if you have a big baking pan, we're talking square and at least 6 inches deep. That would work great. What I like to do is every Thanksgiving when you go to the store and they have all the big aluminum turkey pans that you could buy, I go the next day because they usually reduce the price and I buy about 6 of them. And then I have them. They're not really that expensive to begin with, but I build them up and you can reuse them. So what you want to do is get 2 of these. They're really huge. They're probably at least 24 inches long and about 12 to 14 inches across, and they're about 6 inches deep. And this is what we're going to be baking our crab and our lobster in. Now, here we go again. 2 cans of clam broth, 1 stick of butter, 10 cloves of garlic, 2 bushels of fresh parsley, and 6 lemons. Now, we're going to take this mixture that I just told you about, and we're going to put it all into this each one of the baking pans. Now, we're going to take our fresh crab. If it's alive, basically that it's fresh because maybe it's crawling. Carefully hit it on the head and go ahead and pull the shell off the back. Now, some people like to save all the pulp and all the liver and all the green stuff that's in there. I personally do. So I would go ahead and take the top shells off and go ahead and keep that liver and stuff and push it to the side, okay? Now, you're going to take all your crab. Break it apart. It's very simple, by the way, to clean a Dungeness crab. And if you buy it fresh, you also can ask the fishmonger to do it for you at the store. And lots of times they'll do that. So what you want to do is you want to take your 6 to 8 crabs, break them all into pieces, keeping the legs intact, keeping the bodies intact. That's what it looks like. Take out all the guts, take out all the top shells, and go ahead and place it in the juice. Lobster, same thing. In most cases, if you're doing a live lobster, it's a little bit tricky because they may be jumping around. You take your 4 live lobsters and put them in the other pan, okay, with the same mixture. Now, at this point in time, you're going to take some heavy-duty tin foil, and you're going to put it over the top of each one of these pans and make sure that the juice and the liquid mixture inside the crabs or inside the lobsters is halfway up the side of the meat so that they're not submerged, but they're pretty much halfway covered at least, okay? Now, at this point in time, your clams are pulled out. If you have a big oven, maybe, you'll be able to start this up a little bit in advance. But what you want to do is you pull your clams out. Then you're going to turn your oven up to about 420 degrees. And at that point in time, you're going to take each one of those pans with all this fresh crab or lobster and stick it in your oven, okay? And it's going to cook for 20 to 25 minutes. Okay, now if your heat is lower, if it's a 350, it'll be about 30 minutes, okay? You don't have to worry about overcooking. What's going to happen is by putting that tinfoil over the top, you're creating a steam bath, and it's going to take a while for all that mixture to get up to speed, okay? So 20 minutes maximum at 420, 25 to 30 minutes maximum at 350. Okay, in the meantime, you're visiting with your guests, and everybody's enjoying themselves. One of the things you could think about during the course of this is some really nice simple garlic bread, and make a few batches so you can have a little bit with the first course in the chowder and the looey, a little bit with the baked clams, and you're definitely going to want it for this next dish. All right, the magic of incredibleness. This is what's happening. Time is passing. We're having a good time. Everybody has just, had their baked clams. They've had their shrimp looey. They've had their incredible chowder. They're just happy. They had a little bit of bread and possibly some really, really nice beverage, whatever your choice might be. Everybody's feeling pretty good. And all of a sudden, that second wave of hunger is happening. Well, they are so in love. Here's what I love to do. If you have a big table in the house, if you're eating indoors, go ahead and take everything off the table. Get some huge black plastic garbage bags and cover the table totally. Right after that, and do the same thing if we're outside on a picnic table. You're going to save some really nice newspaper, okay? And you're going to lay newspaper over the plastic and everything, okay? You're going to go ahead and gather for, we're talking 6 guests, 6 crab crackers or nut crackers work really, really great. Some cocktail forks, those little teeny forks to pry out the crab meat, okay? Lots and lots of napkins. In fact, what I like to do is keep a bowl, and I have some fresh little towels with a little bit of lemon water close to the microwave if I'm using the microwave, and I continuously pass these out so people will be able to wipe their face and hands constantly through this feast. because this is it. I'm telling you, are you ready for this? Now, sit your guests down at the table. Make sure everybody has some napkins. They have the nutcracker, the cocktail fork, something really, really nice to drink, a couple of baskets of garlic bread on each side of the table, and slowly but surely, carefully, because you don't want to spill the liquid, move your crab packages or your lobster packages to the center of the table. Carefully, with a set of tongs, pull back the foil on each of them. Your house or your backyard or even the next neighborhood is going to fill with the aroma, continuous aroma of garlic and lemon and herb butter surrounding these beautiful crabs. You are going to be in heaven at this point in time. Take the foil like off the thing as the steam, you know, thermal burns are the worst, so be really careful. Take those off. And you're looking at these beautiful crabs. What I like to do is put a ladle in each basket of meat here. Go ahead and give each person a small bowl. Pardon me one second. Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold today. Each person a little teeny soup bowl and give them a ladle of the juice, okay? And then get four or five sets of tongs and let people help themselves. It goes right on the newspaper. Okay, what I always do is if my table's big enough, I have a couple of big stainless steel salad bowls on each side so people can go ahead and throw their shells in. If not, a garbage pail around each side so people can do that. If not, just leave them on the table until you're ready to be done because everybody's going to have their little eating area there, okay? And go ahead and start breaking into that delicious crab and that lobster with that butter. I'm telling you, baking it and creating that natural steam is going to be incredible. You're going to have the most delightful, absolute smile on your face. At this point in time, everybody's going to be an OMG moment, all right? All right, let's start thinking about, like, the fact is at this point in time, do you want dessert? Do you not want dessert? If you decide you want dessert, and by this point, you're probably not going to want any right away. A simple sorbet, a little sherbet, a little bit of lemon ice, a little bit of strawberry ice is good. What I always like is a good watermelon, an ice-cold watermelon as a cleanser at the end. If you want to go for some cheesecakes or some cookies or pies, that's totally up to you. But sometimes just keeping it light at the end because, remember, you've just had enough butter, to pretty much butter about 250 rolls without a shadow of a doubt, you know. You may not want much more, but a fresh cold watermelon would be great, some lemonade or something, just to calm you down because you'll be so excited. All right, now, review. We had our beautiful white clam chowder. We had our delicious shrimp Louie, but we're calling shrimp stewie today, with the greens and with those nice 2 to 3 inch long cleaned and deveined prawns. Now, let me say something real quick. Cleaned and deveined is meaning taking out the gut lining and underneath it and the top vein on the top. Simple paring knife, a little staple on the top, under running water. You can pull all that out because that's stuff you don't want to do. It's nothing better than to have somebody who's taking a little time with the prawn or the shrimp and really made it feel and look good. All right, are you getting excited yet? All right, next step, our clam bake. Baked clams, beautiful fresh clams, as I told you, with that incredible panko and breadcrumb and garlic and parsley and lemon topping on the top, baked to perfection, deliciousness all the way, okay? Then we get down to our lobster feast and our crab feast in that delicious, buttery, incredible mixture that we love. One thing I hope I remember saying is don't forget to add the clam juice to each one of those baking dishes beforehand. All right, quickly, almost out of time, let me tell you how to get in touch with me. One, first of all, Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F is in Frank, S is in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com. Write me there. You can also write me at number 10, number 20, connected, the word radio right next to 1020 radio at gmail.com. If you missed this broadcast or you want to hear it again, just go to blogtalkradio.com, go to the Foodomania site, and all these beautiful broadcasts are being archived. You're enjoying it, and you can go back and hear everything from every week. I'm really happy that you called me today, and I'm happy that you listened. Thank you very, very much. My name is Chef Stuarto for Foodomania. Next week's show will be great. It's going to be the grilling show. Not Bobby Flay, not the headhunters on TV. This is the Stuarto Grilling Show for vegetarians and for meat eaters alike. Thanks for listening to my show, Foodomania. Enjoy your fisherman's feast. I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye.
There to make you feel right, to feel it.